Sweet Mouth of
Blog Talk
Jazz.
Radio. Change me, oh God. Make me more like
you.
Change me, oh God. Watch me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. Move in a mighty way right now, oh God. Oh, mighty Keshadamaha. We thank you, Lord. Rikeshadamahaya. Oh, mighty Keshadamaha. Move in a mighty way, oh God. Touch every heart right now, God. Touch every mind, oh God. Oh, Lord, we pray for healing right now. Lord, we pray for your miracle working power right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough, oh God. Change us, oh God. Oh, Lord, we want to be changed, oh God. Make us more like you, oh God. I don't want to be the same, oh God. He never more shut up. Oh, God, we thank you, oh God, for change.
Yes.
Change me.
Yes.
Change me.
Change
me. Change me, oh God. Hallelujah. She said, change me.
Yes.
Devil, get out the way. Change me, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Devil, get out the way. Change me, oh God.
My Lord, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Hey,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Move, Holy Spirit,
move
like
right
move.
Now. Move right now.
Touch,
God.
Holy Spirit, like
touch
you touch.
Right away. Hallelujah.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You, Father God, for your
Hallelujah.
Presence.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God,
Hallelujah.
For your power.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
For this is your day
yes,
that you have made.
My Lord.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
What a great day.
Thank you for
what a great day. What a great day to worship and praise. What a great day to thank God for all that He is doing in your life and all that He has already done in your life. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We in church.
Hallelujah. Welcome,
Hallelujah.
Church.
Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome
to church. Welcome.
Yes.
Our church. We thank God. Welcome you all. It is Sunday service. We're so happy
My
to
Lord.
Be here. I'm so grateful.
Amen.
Grateful.
Amen.
Are you
I'm
grateful?
I'm
grateful.
Grateful. I'm grateful.
My God, there's so many people that counted to be here today.
Yeah.
They made plans to be here.
Yeah.
They made plans last year to be here today.
Hallelujah.
And they're not here today.
Hallelujah.
So I'm grateful and I'm thankful that God has counted me worthy, counted
That's
you
right.
worthy, counted our family worthy to be here another day.
That's right. To be in the land of the living.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because you just came back from
yeah.
a funeral.
That's
yesterday,
right.
you
did.
Just came back.
I did.
You know, and I just want to say, you always go into something different. You know, when you went out on yesterday, on Friday, when you traveled along the road, you said the storm was behind you.
Yes.
You was in front of the storm, and you came to that place. You met your family and everyone, and you all went to pay your respects.
That's right.
To the
That's
deceased.
Right.
You know, and just being grateful in that moment. I mean, how did you feel? Because a lot of times, I don't go to a lot of funerals. I didn't join you. In this travel, but I don't go to a lot of funerals,
yeah.
you know, but when you went, I mean, did you have a different perspective? You know, Landy was saying people had planned. You can imagine that person probably planned to be here, planned for their next birthday, planned to be here with their children, you
yeah.
know, and just thanking God for the opportunity to be here another day, to get it right, because a lot of people have not chosen to believe or say, God, you know what, now, I'm ready, you know, but everybody don't have that opportunity because life come and goes just
yeah.
like that, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, you know, that was definitely a humbling experience. You know, I've seen family and friends that I had not seen in 20 plus years.
Jesus.
Some of them, when I was 14 years old, I seen them. Some of them, you know, and I was 20, some 30 years old. So, you know, it was a time, you know, to come together. You know, and you know, to mourn in a time, you know, for all different kind of things. But you know, I thank God, you know, for being with us the whole time,
yes,
of bringing us together. You know, that's not the time, you know, where we want to assemble. You know, doing a funeral.
But
you know, but
things like that's the time where people really come together.
But you know what, though, this is still, you know, a great day. This
Amen.
Is still a great day. You know,
Amen.
God is still. Present, even when we're burying our loved ones, you know, God's presence is still there. You know, it's still a time to do the work of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. And I know we prayed for you on yesterday in our family call.
Oh, yeah.
And so on our 12 o'clock call, we praying God to use you. Those that were on the line to give it, you know, attest to this, that we were praying that God would use you mighty. And we
Hallelujah.
Know that he did. You are welcome.
Welcome.
Sometimes we can just really get for God. We can thank God. I'm so excited. You are
yes.
just excited. You know, to be in a place, to be in the presence of God, to be,
That's
you
right.
know, it's all about positioning ourselves to
yeah.
receive what God has, to position ourselves to walk the walk that God has commanded us to walk. So welcome you all. Welcome to Sunday service. I'm Pastor Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manny.
I'm Pastor Tawanika Manny. Yes. Welcome to Sunday service, you all. We're so happy to have
That's
you.
Right.
Welcome my mother, Sister Dillard, Sister Connie Northern,
Hallelujah.
And everyone else that's on, Sister Jackson. God welcome
That's
you
right.
all. You know, we have to see if we know the numbers. We have guests. If it's your first time being here with us today, we like to welcome you and my husband personally. You
one
got
of our guests
press
from
one.
The prayer line last night, early this morning, right here. Yeah, 219. Remember, they told us they was going to be on at 2 p.m.
Are you sure that's the number?
I'm sure.
I'm not even sure if that's the number. But
yeah,
we welcome you. If it's your first time being here, okay. If it's your first time being here with us in Sunday service and you're a guest, we want to welcome you. You know, personally, we like to, you know, just thank God for you, for your life, and pray for you.
Right,
so if
right.
it's your first time being here, if you press 1, again, we just want to welcome you. You don't have to be afraid.
That's right.
To press 1 so we can personally welcome you to the Gospel Public Ministry.
Amen.
So we see we have someone here. Welcome, welcome. Last 4 digits of your phone number is 8597. Welcome to the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Give us your name, sister.
This is Karen again, Washington. I'm sorry for earlier. I was referred by Miss Sunny Northern.
I'm
in the bathroom.
Karen,
you know
Amen. Welcome.
Yes, we're happy to have you. She was actually on the 12 o'clock prayer call today. So we thank
Hallelujah.
You. She came on for 2 o'clock. We thank God for you. We pray that God will continue to strengthen you, walk with you, that you would have the peace of God all the days of your
Amen.
Life. And everything that you're asking God to do, that God will do it according to his will and plan
Amen.
And purpose for your life, that you may prosper even as your soul prospers. So we will continue to lift you up, Sister Washington. Once again, we thank you again
Amen.
For being with us on today. Me and my husband, we're so excited to have you here in Sunday service, to come into agreement with all that God is doing in this season, at this time, at this season. All
right.
So, again, we just want to say thank you. God
thank
bless you. God
right.
bless you.
God bless
well,
you.
Thank you guys again. Thanks for me sitting
well,
in the bathroom at work trying to get to
thank you. All right. God bless you again.
Bless
enjoy
you.
The service. Stay with us and enjoy the service. We'll continue to lift you up in prayer again. Thank you and welcome. Welcome. It's always good to see you. That was our prayer, that God would add to the church daily, and God has added to the church.
And hadn't he been doing it?
He's been doing it. So
been
we thank
it.
God. We thank God. And we have other people that are here. You all can recognize everybody's phone number. But again, welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. At this time, you all, we're going to go in prayer. God bless you all.
Amen.
God bless you.
Yes.
Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord,
yes.
for your mercy
yes.
and your grace, Father God. Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ and the life of your children right now, your sons and your daughters, Father God. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, mind, body, soul, and spirit, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come casting all our cares and fears and worries and doubts and concerns, oh God, that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we can't thank you enough against you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace
yes.
that's anew right
you,
now,
Lord
God.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost, oh God, that works within us, oh God, that gives us direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that you move in a mighty way right now. Lord, we come praying for miracles, oh God, your miracle working power being released upon your children right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Miracles
yes,
of healing,
Lord,
miracles of deliverance,
of
miracles
yes.
of being set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, have your way right now, God. Father God, we pray that angels be released right now to war against any spirit in the heavens designed to block our prayers from being answered. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father
yes.
God, come right now, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord God, Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60:2, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right there in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yes, still we thank you. Every breath that we take, we thank you. Every beat of our heart, we thank you. Oh, Lord, he called out and Lord, we know according to your
yes,
word in the Ecclesiastes Colossians 3:14, that whatever we do, it shall be forever, Lord God. That whatever you do, it shall be forever, and that nothing can be added to it, and that you do it, Lord God, that man may fear, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that the fear of the Lord our God brings knowledge. Lord, consider us, oh God, and hear us, oh Lord our God, enlighten our eyes, lest we sleep the death of sleep. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are overcomers of the world because we are born of God. We believe wholehearted and soul that Jesus Christ is the Lord our God, and He's begotten only Son. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, my Lord and my God, have your way in this service, oh God. Oh Lord, it's all for you, oh God. It ain't about us, it's all about you. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come against every hindering spirit right now, every spirit of confusion and doubt and disbelief. We come against you right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and we command you to flee right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare victory right now. We are victorious through Christ Jesus and the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh Lord, our God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you,
Lord Jesus.
We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we are abiding in your word right now, holding fast to your teachers and living in accordance with you, with them in the name of Jesus Christ. It is our desire to be your true disciples, oh God. Heavenly Father, because you are the vine and we are a branch, oh Lord, living in you, we bear much fruit in the name of Jesus Christ. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Your son Jesus said that if we live in him, if we live in me, my words remain in you and continue to live in your heart. Ask whatever we will, and it shall be done for you in the name of Jesus Christ. When we bear much fruit, you, Father God, are honored and glorified by your grace that we receive, oh God. We will show and prove ourselves to be a true follower of your son, Jesus Christ. He has loved us just as you, Father, have loved him, and we thank you, oh God. And we are abiding in that love today in the name of Jesus Christ and all the days of our living life. Heavenly Father, you have assured us, oh God, that if we keep your commandments, we abide in your love and live in it, just as your son Jesus obeyed your commandments and lived in your love. We thank you, Father God, for your love, oh God, your unfailing love, your unconditional love right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. He told us that these things, that your joy and delight may be in us, and we thank you, oh God, and that our joy and gladness may be full to measure, complete, and overflowing, in the name of Jesus Christ. This is your commandment, that we love one another just as you have loved us, oh God, and we shall love and love even more in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for your word, for that is truth that sets us free, and we thank you that we are born again, oh God, that we're born in you and us, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, and we just want to say hallelujah to your name, God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Move in a mighty way, oh God. Oh Lord, touch every heart. Devil, you a liar. Get your hands off of God's children. My Lord, my God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We can't thank you enough, Lord.
Yeah,
oh, Lord, move right now, oh God. Help us to get out of the way, oh God, so that we can receive all that you have for us, oh Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we don't care what the doctors say. We trust you, oh God, for you are our healer, oh God. The doctor is just a doctor. They practice medicine, oh God, but you are our healer, oh God.
Right.
Oh Lord, don't matter what the government is trying to do, oh God, or what jobs are shut down, oh God. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. So there's no lack in every need is met right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we trust you, oh God, but we ask that you help us with our unbelief. Oh Lord, increase our faith right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we thank you, God. Oh, Father God, according to your word, oh God, Lord, we ask to forgive us and receive forgendness for our sins. The word says in 1 John 1:9, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet at the dendritic and quantum level. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, he come out of our shadow behind you. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, the blood covenant in Psalm 91, over through and about us right now. Our spirit, mind, will, and emotion, our ego, libido, imagination, and thoughts, and all subconscious errors and physical beings, all spiritual natural doors and openings coming into our lives, into our property, into the atmosphere above and around about us, into our homes, into our vehicles and properties, all that we have in love right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, for the blood, oh God, that reaches from the highest and flows to the lowest, oh God. We thank you, God, that no matter where we branch that the blood reaches us. And we thank you, oh God. My Lord, he come out here. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your daughters and sons, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we have been delivered right now, that deliverance is taking place right now, that healing is taking place right now, because we believe. You said all things come to those who believe. And if we can only believe, Lord, we believe right now for all things in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe for our mothers. We believe for our fathers. We believe for our sisters and brothers.
Hallelujah.
We believe for our wives and husbands. We believe for our children and grandchildren. We believe for our family members and friends, oh God. We believe,
hallelujah,
oh God, even for the unbeliever in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, he come out of here. Oh God, we thank you right now. I thank you for the man of God, oh God. Your son, oh God. Your servant, oh God. My Lord, I ask that you use him in a mighty way,
hallelujah,
oh God. Refresh the anointing that's on his life. Lord, increase him in the anointing right now. Lord, increase me in the anointing, oh God, to go, oh God, to do all that you command us to go, God. For you called us to shepherd your people. And Lord, we should do it, oh God. Hallelujah. With the Holy Spirit leading us, oh God. Not ourselves, not our flesh, and not anyone else, oh God. But by the Holy Spirit, we shall go in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
we thank you. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We decree and we declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now that all things are working together for the good of our life. For our Heavenly Father has divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good because we believe. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, that we're blessed in our going and coming on today, oh God, because you have blessed us. Lord, I ask that you bless us with traveling grace and mercy, those who are traveling even right now, oh God, and in Sunday service, oh God, that you give us traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you that your angels are encamped around us right now, protecting us from all seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
peace
you,
be still.
Thank
and
you,
we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. My Lord, Ekeshatabaha. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your daughter, Karen Washington, oh, God. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, that you've allowed her to be here to come into agreement today. We thank you, Lord God, that you're adding to the church, oh, God, that you're sending those to receive, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that will go forward, oh, God. We thank you. We can't thank you enough, Father. But we thank you, thank you, thank you. And we love you. Amen. Amen, amen. Glory to the Most High God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading from our very own Sister Carol Dillard.
Amen.
Glory, Sister Dillard. Amen.
Good evening, good evening. Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, pastor, ministers. Scripture reading is coming from Psalms 23, chapter 1 through 6. hold on one second. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have what I need. He let me lay down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet water. He renews my life. He leads me along the right path for my name's sake. Even when I go through the darkened valley, I fear no dangers. You are with me, your rod, your shaft that covered me. You prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Only goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. I read you from the scripture of Psalm 23, 1 through 6. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Sister Dillard. Again, the scriptures came from Psalm 23, 1 through 6, as she read to you. May God continue to add a blessing to the reader, the hearing, most of all, the doers of his word. We thank God for the word. At this time, we're going to go to a song selection. We'll be right back with Pastor Dorsey Manning bringing the lesson and the word today. Amen. You all sit right there. Stay right there. Amen. God be the glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, the anointing makes a difference in my life. It is the anointing. We thank God. And once again, welcome you all to Sunday service. You all be just now getting in the service. God bless you. We thank that you're thankful to have you here. And God continue to bless you and grow you in the spirit. And we thank God at this time we're going to have our lesson and word from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning, the man of God, God's prophet to nations. You all, my husband, I thank God for him. I pray God will continue to strengthen him and the word of God go forward and use you mighty. At this time, I present to you all Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God, you know, for being in this place with you all. You know, thank y'all, you know, for your love and your kindness and, you know, just, you know, being together, you know, on this day. You know, this is God Day. So let's get into it. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that's in our mouth, every single word that's in our heart, and is in our mind, it is your word. Because your word is the word that dwells inside of us. Your word is what keeps us together. And we thank you, Father God, for your We thank you, Father God, for every single scripture that proceeds out of our mouth. It is led by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Any unclean thought, any unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. For you are not welcome here. And Father God, we pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add or take anything away. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer with love and thanksgiving. And all that do agree says amen.
Amen.
I want to settle something. I want to settle something. You know, my wife mentioned something a little bit earlier in the welcome that I went back home. Up home where I'm born and raised, and I attended a going home service, you know, for a friend of the community, a dear friend, good friend, good relative, you know, a good husband, you know, a man of God. You know, he left this world and went on to be with God, to be with Jesus. So I want to preach. I'm going to preach this word. You know what? I'm going to preach this word. I'm going to give this word here. Jesus wept. Jesus wept.
Yeah. Jesus.
Amen. You know, hallelujah. Amen. We have heard this, this scripture, you know, Jesus wept. But many of us, you know, don't even understand the reason why Jesus wept. And I'll break it down a little bit and I'll tell you, you know, why Jesus wept. So I have a question first. I want to ask it to all that is listening is, what happens when someone dies? See, from the eyes of knowing or believing, this answer is going to sound different from those who don't know or someone who does not believe. All right? There are some times that when we have to experience in our lives, you know, the death of a loved one because of a sickness or illness or whatever reason why, you know, or a loved one, you know, he or she, they die, you know, and right here in this place right here, you know, we experience a sorrow, we experience pain, and you know, we cry, you know, it's a lot of things that we do. We become frustrated or upset, or maybe we feel like, you know, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, you know, or whatever the case may be. You know, we have to understand that, you know, that in this time, this is a time of mourning, and we should be compassionate with one another, you know, in their time of mourning. It's easy for us to have so many things, you know, to say, or you try to be encouraging, you know, you just try to do all that you know to do, or say all that you know to say because it sounds right at the time. But I'm here to tell you something, you know, that, you know, this is a natural thing that's going on, and we should be patient with one another. you know, we should come together and mourn with our friends and family members, you know, when they lose a loved one, because it may be them today and it just might be you tomorrow. So we need to understand that, you know, first. You know, we are all created to have feelings and compassion, you know, for family and friends, you know, and when they die, you know, hey, we should always be in that place of being
Jesus,
compassionate.
Jesus, Lord. Amen.
And before we get into, before we get dive into this lesson, I want you to have your Bibles. Go with me over here to the book of Romans, chapter 12, and verse 15. I'll give you a second to get there. Romans chapter 12, verses 15. And I'll be reading this from the New King James Version of the Bible. Okay, Romans chapter 12. Amen. Romans chapter 12 and verse 15. It reads here, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep." Let's just read 16. "Be the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with humble, with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion." Nobody asks you for your opinion. Nobody asks you for your educated answer. Nobody asks you to just say what you think, you know, it needs to say. You know, this is a time of mourning. So be patient with those family members and friends, you know, in their time of mourning when they lose the a brother, a sister, a husband, a wife, or a child, a friend, you know, be patient with them. In the name of Jesus, be patient. The Bible tells us over here in Romans chapter 15 and verse 1, the Bible says, "He who is strong must be considerate of those who are sensitive about the things that we, the sensitive about things like this. We must not just please ourselves." See, don't just be doing stuff, you know, just to please yourself. Bible tells us the strong should bear the infirmity of the weak. So now that we got that self there, let's go ahead on and get into this lesson here. Jesus wept. And I'll be, I'm telling you, I'm reading this story here from John chapter 11. Go with me over here to John chapter 11.
Jesus.
I want to show you here the reason why Jesus wept. I'm going to show you the reason why Jesus wept. John chapter 11. Okay, we have to understand that Jesus Christ, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, he is God. But when Jesus Christ was here, you know, on earth, he was God in the flesh body, just like us, you know. Jesus, you know, which is God, was in a flesh body. So Jesus, he had natural feelings, just like you and I have natural feelings. You know, if it was hot, he felt that it was hot, just like you feel that it's hot. You know, he's God, but he's living in a natural body. So that means when he was hungry, that means the same as you. You're hungry, you feel hungry. Thirsty and thirsty. He did the same things that we did, and he experienced the same things in life that we experienced. So we need to understand that Jesus wept. The reason why he wept, the reason why Jesus wept, it was because his friend Lazarus had died. And just like us, when we have family members and friends that die, you know, we too will weep because this is a natural thing that happens. He wept because he had love for his friend Lazarus, and he had great compassion for him, just like you and I. Jesus wept because of his friend Lazarus. Okay, John chapter 8, John chapter 11. John chapter 11, and we'll start here at verse 1. It says, "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, in the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary who had anointed the Lord with fragrance oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So now we know Mary and Martha in the Bible here. Now their brother, which was Lazarus, had became sick, which just so happens, you know, this is a friend. This is just was Jesus' friend. This is his friend. And 3 says, therefore her sister went, and therefore the sisters went to him, she came to Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he who you love is sick. Hallelujah. Then Jesus heard that, and he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Don't everybody see this right here now?
Amen.
Now, we know that
amen.
Lazarus had died. Yes, amen. He had died. But see, and here the sister came to and said, that your friend, you know, he is sick. And Jesus told her right here that this is not, you know, it's to death. This is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Go ahead on. Let's go ahead on and get on in there. It says now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So he had heard that when he was sick, and he stayed 2 more days in the place where he was at. So we need to understand, you know, Jesus was about, the Bible says, about two miles or so, you know, from the place, you know, where they were at, you know, where Lazarus died. So she had came about 2 miles, you know, to Jesus, because she knew that he was right here in this certain town where they were, where they had lived at. And say, you know, she wanted him to come because, you know, her brother is sick. And she know that Jesus Christ could heal him. And he knows that. And she knows that. Okay. So now Jesus, he stayed where he was at. And he stayed where he was at for a reason. I'm not going to hold you long on this story because we know this story. He stayed where he was at for a reason. Okay. Because this is God in the flesh, in a flesh body. And here it is, his friend, who he loved, had died, and the sister, you know, who he also loved, had came to him and asked him, you know, to come because her brother, your friend, is sick. But he stayed there for a reason because it was something that God was going to get the glory from. We already know what was transpiring right here. You know, he stayed right there for a little while, and then he spoke to his disciples. He said, you know, let us go, you know, for Lazarus. You know, he is sleeping here. So they was thinking he was talking about, you know, that Lazarus was resting. And then, you know, Jesus. He said unto them, no, he had died. You know, Lazarus had died. Mm-hmm. And it says that over here, you know, that Lazarus, you know, had died. So what was going on right here is that there was a natural thing that occurred. You know, just like us, there's natural things that occur in our life, you know, like death, things that happen naturally, things that man cannot reverse. Man or woman, you know, can't reverse that. But see, this is God. This is Jesus Christ, you know, form of man. But Jesus Christ, in the form of man, he wanted to show man and show woman that I am God who is with you. Mm-hmm. And because I am God that was with you, that even the dead will rise. See, this is what he wanted to show. He wanted to show this because he had just came from a place to where they were accusing him of blaspheming. You know, he blaspheming, saying that you are God, and we see that you do signs, and we see that you do wonders and things like that. So he wanted to show them for their own believing and knowing that who he is.
Yeah.
And that's what we should too know. We should too recognize, you know, who, you know, Jesus is. Yes, Jesus wept. Because of, you know, the compassion that he had for his friend Lazarus, you know, this is a natural thing. But see, we have to realize something that, you know, after Jesus wept, we have to realize that he did not stay right there, you know, even though he was in a physical body, just like we being in a physical body. But Jesus Christ, you know, he is not just a natural person, and neither of you are natural. See, Jesus Christ, yes. He was about to do something that was supernatural.
Yes, Lord.
He was about
to
do something that was supernatural. Yes, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing something that's supernatural. We also thank you, Father God, for having compassion on us, you know, when we lose family members. Well, you cry. Don't you know that God, that Jesus, he cries with you when you cry. When you hurt, don't you know that hurts God when you're hurting, and God does not want you to hurt. God does not want you to be in that place of sorrow and sickness and diseases. We have to realize this. Every single thing that you are experiencing in life right now, Jesus Christ had experienced it already for you. Even that, there is nothing in this lifetime that you believers and non-believers have experienced that Jesus Christ have not experienced. But we thank God, you know, for God having this compassion for us, knowing that where we are right now, but see, God know that where you are right now is not the place that he intends on you to stay right now. So don't you stay right there. Don't you stay right there. See, we serve a God that knows all about it already. So you come to God and you ask God to do something, and seeing God, you know, don't look at it in the natural mind of God. I'm coming to you, and I know that that you have done this, but this is something too much for you to do. So you can't. It's too late for you right now. Your friend had died, and it's too late. He already gone. But that ain't the place. See, we are supernatural. We are supernatural because we believe in Christ, and we too are able to do supernatural things. It was never the intent for Jesus to weep and cry and just to stay right there. It was never the intention. It was never the intention for you to weep and cry and stay right there in your pain and sorrows either. And we thank God. We thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank God.
Amen.
Why did Jesus weep? Why did he weep? He wept because of the reason, because his friend had died. But we need to realize that Jesus Christ, who is God, he raised his friend Lazarus from the dead, and I'll show you where he did this at. And we need to know that too. Even though we die, and we die in Christ, we're not going to stay right there. Because the dead will be resurrected in Christ. The dead in Christ will be resurrected just like Jesus Christ was resurrected. So if we go on here in this story right here, he told his disciples, you know, that we're going to go over here because Lazarus had died. And now they were saying, okay, well, we want to go and we're going to die with you. But this was not the intent. When he made it there, he heard what the people were saying. The people from the city, Jerusalem, they had came, you know, to be with Mary and Martha because of Lazarus, you know, their brother, you know, to mourn with them. And he had heard, you know, what they were saying, you know, isn't this the one that made the blind to see? Could he had not saved his friend? And he heard them. And see, over here in 24, John chapter 11 and verses 20-25, it says right here, 24. Martha said unto him, I know that you have risen. I know that he will be risen again in the resurrection day. And Jesus said to her, you know, I am the resurrection of life. And he who believes in me, though he may be dead, he shall live. This is what God is telling us. God is telling us that he is the resurrection.
He who believes,
just believe in God. It don't matter what the situation looks like. Believe in God. Amen. Even if you had already died, believe in God, because he is that resurrection. Part of that resurrection. Jesus has that same compassion that you have. But don't be right there in that place right there, you know, to stay and not believing that God is going to do just what he said. And God will do just what he said. Now, those that who believe that family members are dead and gone, believe this. God, just like he told Martha right here, they will rise again. But see, that's for you to believe. Now, if you don't believe that they're going to rise again, then you will be in that place of just weeping and sorrow. You will be in that place for your whole life if you don't come out. Come out of that place. Trust God. Trust God every single day in your life. Amen. And I'm going to tell you a reason why. This is going to be the last thing that I tell you here for today.
My Lord.
The most of the time, the reason why that we cry and that we have all these sorrows, and I'm not saying this is every single case, because we don't know where our friends and family members at. Oh, but when we don't know where our friends and family members are, all that make us have, you know, all different type of thoughts and different type of feelings. Oh, I wish I could have did this, and I wish I could have did that. But let me tell you, baby, everybody that dies, they're going to be with the Lord. Everybody that dies is going to meet up with Christ Jesus. Everybody. Now, I ain't saying everybody was going to heaven, but everybody meets up with Christ Jesus. Now, if you have those type of thoughts of thinking that, oh, well, my friend, he didn't live the life like he was supposed to, so I know he's going to hell. No. That ain't for you to say. You're not the one to say that who goes to heaven, and you're not the one to say that who goes to hell. So if that's a thought, if that's a feeling that's been going on in your mind, feeling sorry and sad and sorrow because your brother, you know, he didn't get his life right, or your sister or your husband, they didn't get their life right, or uncle, they didn't get their life right, and they didn't die here. Let me show you over here in Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1 and verses 17 says, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and I am the last." And verse 18 says, "I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore." Amen. "And I have the keys to Hades, and I have the keys to death." So what that
saying?
Every single body that leaves this world, see, don't you worry about Big Mama them and Big Papa them that they leave this world, even if you think they ain't lived the life like you thought they supposed to live the life. See, Jesus Christ had already died, and he had already been resurrected from the dead. And because Jesus Christ had died and already been resurrected from the dead, see, don't you worry about nothing. Because right here in Revelation, he said, Jesus Christ got the keys to Hades. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He got the keys to Hades. He got the keys to death. So what are we worried for? See, if you do die, see, they don't mean that you're going to hell, because Jesus Christ got the keys to Hades. He got the keys to hell. So you ain't going to just go to hell because Jesus Christ got the key. That means Jesus Christ got to let you in now. Hallelujah. And I'm talking to the ones that are in Christ. Those that are in Christ. See, if you're in Christ, Christ is in you. Christ already went to hell. He already went to Hades and overcame hell. And the Christ is in you is not going to hell again, because he's already went. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
Lord
good to know.
God, Amen. God bless
Jesus
you.
Christ, he wept, y'all.
God bless you. Amen.
God bless
you. Amen. God bless you. We thank you for the lesson and word, Pastor Manning. God bless you. You all.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to have a music selection, and we'll be back for the word of God. The message today given by me, Tavonika Manning, Pastor Manning. God bless you. Stay right there and let the music minister to you. Amen. What do you want? Church service. You should be on church service. Let me go.
So you enter into this building. You brought your burden, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, it won't be the same. So you tell me, you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, your body, and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
and he can mend a broken man. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your need, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah. Mended my
Lord. Well, y'all, we have made it here, you know, to the the message, part of the service, given to you by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. You know, she has a wonderful word led by the Holy Spirit to deliver. So, you know, just receive that word from her. You know, she is an anointed woman of God, you know, a prophetess that God has called. So here's my wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Amen, amen, amen. Only thought I just think about you. My favorite one is in service today. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the word that you gave. And I hope you all did resonate in your spirit while the song was going. You know, when my husband said Jesus wept, and I understand Jesus wept, not because he had to, not because things were not going to change. Jesus wept out of compassion. He was having a human experience, a natural experience, as we are doing. And I just thank God for the way my husband broke the word down, and I'm excited. Though we weep, we understand that everything is already all right. Amen. So we thank God once again. I thank God for everyone that's here in service. Sister Dudley, God bless you. God bless you, my cousin Patricia Scott, my cousin Doretha Jones, and, you know, family members and loved ones. I just thank God for you. Father God, we bless your name. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory right now, God. We ask that you have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right now. Move in a mighty way. Touch every heart and mind, Father God. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you right now for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree right now, and I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I decree and I declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith and all through all and above all of my life. And I thank you. Let thy kingdom come right now. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, oh God, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now that's here in Sunday service, oh God, according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. And every part, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Again, you all welcome. Amen. Welcome again to Sunday service. We welcome our all visitors, everyone that just now getting into Sunday service. We thank God for you. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come here and come into agreement with all that God is doing here with the Gospel Public Ministries with me and my husband, Dorsey Manning, my mother, Kara Dillard. We thank you all, and Sister Connie, we thank you all for, you know, supporting us. Hallelujah. We definitely have to be here for one another, that what God has called us to be, to congregate, to come together. So I thank you all for coming here today. The message for you today is you got to go. You got to go. And I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm not saying you, but that is operating you. That has caused you to be set back. That has caused you to be sick. That has caused you to be in poverty and lack. Has to go. Has to go. And a lot of times we don't even understand what is going on with us or in us or to us. But it's a time for you to tell that thing, you got to go. And I want y'all to walk with me. I'm going to take you all to a few different verses here in the Bible, standing on the word of God. When Jesus worked, when he called out the demons and those spirits that were operating in people's bodies, and he came command them to come out. So it's time for you to right now vacate. You have to give up, terminate these things in your life. It's time for you to evict these things that are operating in you. You got to tell those things, it's time for you to go. You got to go. So we're going to go over here to Luke chapter 5, verse 8 through 26, you all. You can write it down or you can go there with us. Luke chapter 8, verse 26, you all, through 33. Again, I'll say it again. Luke chapter 8, verse 26 through 33. I'll slow down a little bit. I get excited. I get excited about the word of God, because on yesterday, as I was in prayer with my family, and the Holy Spirit began to move mighty, and that was a point in prayer where the Holy Spirit was telling them, it got to go. You got to come out. You got to go. So go with me in Luke chapter 8, verse 26 and 33. I'm excited. Y'all forgive me. I'm excited. If it's your first time being here, you wonder why she's going fast or why she's talking like this, because I'm excited. Amen. when I realized that I had power and the authority to call those things out, to evict those things in my life that was causing me to be sick, that was causing me to be hurt, that was causing me to lose people, that was causing so much destruction in my life. But when I realized I had power and the authority because I had Jesus Christ in me that worketh in me, the Holy Spirit, that I can call those things out, and they got to go. So over here in Luke chapter 8, verse 26 and 33, the Bible says that then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes here, and which is the opposite of Galilee. And when he stepped out on the land, there met him a certain man from the city who he had demons for a long time, and he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tomb. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." Verse 29 says, "For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for it had often seized him, and he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles, and he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness." And verse 30 says that Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. Verse 31 says, "And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss." Verse 32 says, "Now a herd of many swine was feeding there on the mountain. So they begged him that he would permit them to enter them, and he permitted them." And verse 33 says, "Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place," hallelujah, "steep place into the lake and drowned." So what is the Bible saying, you all? There are things that are operating in us. There are demons, there are spirits that are controlling our lives, and we don't even understand why we're in this place, why we can't come out, why we're so angry, why we're so frustrated, why we keep getting sick, why we're staying sick. I'm praying and I'm fasting and I'm asking God, what is going on with me? When we look at the scripture here, these demons recognize Jesus and his authority immediately. Understand, you got Jesus, you got authority. They knew who Jesus was and what his great power could do to them. So demons understand, demons are Satan messengers, and they are powerful and destructive, still active today. They attempted to distort and destroy people's relationships with God. Demons and the possessions are very real, you all. It is vital that believers recognize that we recognize the power of Satan and his demons, but we shouldn't let curiosity lead us to get involved with demonic forces, y'all. Demons are powerless against those who trust in Jesus. I want you to understand, because you trust in Jesus, because you believe, that the demons are powerless, because you need to know your authority. If we resist the devil, he will leave us alone. We are always in the Bible, in Matthew, you all, when Jesus was led into the wilderness. If you all remember, Jesus was led into the wilderness for 40 days. He fasted. And then after that, he was hungry, the Bible says. And then Satan came to tempt him. Satan came to tempt him. Do you all remember that in the Bible? Do you all remember that? And at that time, he told Satan, Jesus said to him, "Go, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And Satan had to flee. He had to flee. He continued on, and then he had to flee. He had to leave. He had to go. He had to go. You all, I'm going to go into another scripture, but it's time for you to get rid of that is working in you outside of God. You got to decree and declare today that you are delivered and set free. You got to tell that thing, you got to go. Your time is up. You can't stay here no longer. You didn't came in unauthorized, and you brought other things with you. You got to go. The Bible says here, we're going to go with the Luke 4, verse 40 through 41, you all. The Bible says, when the sun was setting, all those who had any of us that were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he said, he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And verse 41 says, and demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." And he rebuking them did not allow them to speak, but they knew that he was the Christ. But when we go up to verse 38, I want you all to see this, the same scripture, the same verse. Same chapter, different verse 38, 39. I'm going to say this. Now he rose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house, but Simon's wife's mother was sick with high fever, and they made requests of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her immediately. The Bible says, and it left immediately, and she rose and served him. I'm going to tell you, you got to go. Sickness, you got to go. You got to get out of here right now. You got to leave this body right now. You got to go. Your time is up. right now. Spirit of destruction and torture, you got to go. I'm a child of God, for I am born again to be incorruptible seed of the word of God. Sickness and disease, you got to go right now. I'm forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. I'm forgiven, you got to go. I'm a new creature in Christ. Nothing on occasion, every unclean spirit, you got to go. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. Anger, you got to go. I'm delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom. Glory and fear, you got to go. Pride and stubbornness, you got to go. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Confusion and disbelief, you got to go. You got to speak to these things and they got to come out. I am blessed and I'm a saint. So you got to go, oppression and depression. You got to go, short fire. You got to go, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus Christ, you got to go. Your time is up. I'm commanding you to grab your stuff, get your stuff, take all the people that you brought with you. You got to go, liar, impatient, cheater. You got to go. I'm set free. I'm strong in the Lord and death. You got to go right now. Defeat it, self-doubt and self-pity, self-rejection and condemnation. You got to go. I am lost in the comfort of Christ Jesus. Rejection and pardon and death. You got to go. I'm a child of God. I'm a joint heir with Christ. I'm overtaken with blessings right now. You got to go. Get out of here. I can't take you no more. Where I got to go, you can't go. You got to go. You got to flee right now. You got to come out past hurt and pain. Oh, my Lord, my God. Laziness, you got to go. I'm more than a cover through Christ Jesus. Fever, you got to go. COVID-19, you got to go. Lupus, you got to go. Arthritis, stroke, heart attack, diabetes, high blood pressure, no blood pressure, cancer, insomnia, asthma, kidney failure, heart palpitations, heart disease, Alzheimer's, arthritis, memory loss, tumors, blurred vision, backache, tremors, anxiety, mental illness, emotional illness. You got to go. You got to go. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. You got to get out of here. You got to go. Your time is up. You can't work here no more. Your work is done. You got to go. Loneliness, infirmity and affliction, insanity, you got to go. I'm complete in Christ. I'm your faithful follower. I'm a fellow citizen with you, the saints of the Lord, household, our God. You got to get out of here. You got to go. Your time is up. Frustration, wickedness, deadly and hypocrisy, judgmental, gossip, greed, impatient, sin, and darkness, bitterness, you got to go. I'm the righteousness of God, called of God, God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. I'm the salt of the earth, the light of the world. You got to go. Jealousy, manipulation, addictions, complaining, murmuring, selfishness, backbiting, vanity, taking offense, giving offense, procrastination, fighting and unforgiveness, forgiveness, hate. You got to go. I'm just a disciple because I have love for others. I'm a partaker of his divine nature. You got to go because I am called of God and I'm being chained in his image right now. You got to go. You can't stay here. In the name of Jesus Christ, premature death, spiritual death, separation and division. You got to go. I'm alive with Christ. I'm reconciled to God. I'm firmly rooted, built up, established in my faith and overflowing with thanksgiving. I'm born of God and the evil one cannot touch me. You got to go right now. Your time is up. You've been evicted. Your contract has been terminated. You got to go. Hallelujah. You got to go. You got to go. You got to get out of here. Pain, you got to go. Sickness, you got to get out of here. You got to go. You ain't got to hold on to those things. You ain't got to hold on to this. And the Bible tells us that Mary Magdalene had seven different demons operating her, but Jesus called those things out and they were cast out. They had to go. So you got to speak to those things in your life and tell them your time is up. Your time is up. Your contract has ended. Matter of fact, we're going to terminate your contract early. You got to go. You got to get out of here.
Hallelujah.
You got to go. Liar. You got to get out of me. You got to go. Cheater, you got to get out of me. You got to go. You can't stay here no more. You causing me to lose everything. You got to go. I can't operate out Christ for me. You got to go. I'm a child of God. You got to get out of here. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. That's all I got for y'all. You got to go. You got to get out of here. That's the message for today. That's the message. You got to go. There's no place for you anymore, hate. There's no place for you anymore, gossip and greed. There's no place for you anymore, worry, fear, depression, anxiety. There's no place for you anymore. You got to go. and take everybody you brought with you. Take your worry, take your fears, take it right
Lord.
Now. Take the lust in the corner. Take
Lord.
Every unclean thing. Take it. You brought it with you. Take it. Y'all got to go. You
okay.
got to get out of here.
Hallelujah.
You got to get out of here. I don't care where
Hallelujah.
You go, but you got to get out of here. You got to go.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. I hope you all got
Hallelujah.
That message. You got to go. You got to go. And now you got to go. Amen. 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 That's all I have for you all today. You got to go.
Thank you.
You don't have to continue to allow those things to work in you. You command those things to come out, tell it got to go, and it must flee, it must go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You speak to that thing that's been living in you. That thing has come and brought other things. You allowed it to come in. You allowed fear to come in. And when fear came in, worry came in. And when worry came in, guilt came in. And when guilt came in, shame came in. I understand you only allowed anger to come in and fear, but guess what came with it? So you gotta right now, you gotta terminate the contract of the enemy that's operating in you. You got to, right now, you got to put an end to it. You got to end that thing right now. And you got to command that thing right now to get out, to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to tell it, you got to go. I don't care how you get out of here, but you got to get out of here right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank God for his word. We thank God for all that he's done. We thank God that he's given us the power and the authority to call those things out, to bind and to loose in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that you're moving in a mighty way right now. Oh God, that people are being delivered and set free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare and declare right now who they are, commanding every evil spirit and every work of demons right now that's operating them in their life to come out and get out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you that we're no longer operating in jealousy and manipulation or addiction or complaining and murmuring and being selfish, oh God, being a person that is a backbite, oh God, procrastinating, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you right now that we're delivered, oh God, because you have called us, oh God, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that there's no lack, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that there's no lack, hallelujah, that all our needs are met because we are your children, oh God. Oh, my Lord, my God, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all. It's in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we are set free right now, that we are delivered, that we are free, hallelujah. The Bible tells us the Son sets you free. You are free indeed. Amen. Amen. And amen. You all, God bless you all. God bless you all. Speak to that thing in your life because you can tell it, you got to go. You got to go. At this time, we're going to open up the doors of the church. We're going to open up the doors of the church at this time. If anyone that is needing prayer, we want to pray with you and for you. If you don't have a church home and you're searching one, and you say, you know what, you all have what I need to continue to walk in the way that God has commanded me. Oh, we want to invite you in to be with us here in the discipleship. If there's one that's saying, you know what, I want to rededicate my life to Christ. I don't want to no longer allow the enemy to operate in me. Right now, I'm giving everything an eviction that's not of God to come out right now. I'm commanding everything right now to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my God, at this time, if there's anyone, press one. If you need prayer, let us pray for you. Right now, we have the doors of the church is open. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you have to do is press one. Press one. I don't know if I miss anything. I'm still on high. You got to go. We just thank God right now for the message, the word. Hallelujah. If there is one, press one. Hallelujah.
There's one that's not saved. Someone want to give their life. Hallelujah. Today is the day. This is the day the Lord has made. Amen.
It is for us to extend the invitation for you to receive. So we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Let us pray for the God. We thank you, Lord, for your word is true. I'm sorry, we do have someone here. Okay, let me hold on. Last four digits of your last four digits of your phone number is 1975. Sister, real quick. God bless you, sister.
God bless y'all. God bless y'all. So my husband is driving, but we want to lift him up. But God is really doing a wonderful work in his life, and I'm so grateful. We're out and about, but I definitely want to lift him up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We'll continue lifting him up. Brother Andre Senior. We continue, ask God to continue to increase him in strength and the peace of God, and God will pour into him mighty knowledge and wisdom of who God is in his relationship and what God is calling him to do. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would move in a mighty way, oh God, for your son, Andre Senior. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, let him experience a greater encounter with you, oh God. Lord, let him go to a greater level in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, take him from glory to glory to glory. And we come against any stumbling block on his way to what God has for him, on the way to his blessing, on the way to his miracle right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you baptize him right now with your Holy Ghost and with fire. Lord, let him receive tongues of fire, the war against the enemy. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents on his mind right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ that cause confusion right now. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will bless him in a mighty way. Lord, let him find favor with men and women alike, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we give it all over to you, Father God. Lord, we trust, oh God, that all that we pray for, all that we touch and agreeing about right now concerning your son, your servant, Andre Relford, Lord God, Senior, we ask, oh God, let it be so in your will to do it for him right now. And we just want to say thank you for the testimony that's being birthed right now in the name of Jesus Christ, even in their marriage, oh God, even in their ministry that you're giving them, Lord God, to walk hand in hand, side by side, that you're strengthening their marriage for what you have for them to do in the name of Jesus Christ. For the Bible said that a good man steps on order. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're making him good right now. Oh, Lord, that you're ordering his steps, oh God, that he would be in places to be blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to bless him with life and life in abundance in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. 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 As we come into agreement, amen. God bless you again, Sister Ralford, Minister Ralford. God bless you. And happy birthday again. We say happy birthday, sister. God bless you with many, many more, many more blessed birthdays as you grow greater and stronger in the word of God and in your walk. God bless you. We love you. We love you both.
God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Stay right there, you all. We have about 8 more minutes in service right now. We're going to make sure that we bless everyone with the word of God. And we just thank God once again for our sister, our minister, our friend, Sister Ralford, and her husband, Andre Ralford. Thank God for them. You all, at this time, I just want to pray. I want to lift up my mother, Kara Dillard, my daughter, Jamel. I want to lift up our family and friends and everyone that's on the line. I pray right now, Father God, that you continue to heal those that are needed healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Amen. Lord, that you would help us all to understand and know the power and the authority that you have given us, oh God, that we can speak to those things and it shall be established in our life, oh God, that we don't have to stay sick. We don't have to stay worried. We don't have to stay operating in fear, oh God, that you've given us the power and authority and that you not give us the spirit of fear, but a sound mind of love, oh God, and power. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you move in a mighty way, Lord God. We're praying for miracles, oh God, because you are a miracle working God in the name of Jesus Christ. Let miracles take place, Lord. Miracles of breakthrough, miracles of healing, miracles of being delivered and set free, oh God. And we thank you for your protection right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And that, Lord, we pray for your hedge of protection, oh God, to come down, oh God, and come around us all, oh God, protecting us from all seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Let there be no perforations or penetration to these hedges of protection. And Father God, we can't thank you enough. We ask you, we thank you. I thank you for the life, health, and strength of my husband, Dorsey Manning, oh God. I thank you for the life, health, and strength of my dear friend, Valencia Elizabeth Allen. We pray her healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask for a miracle, oh God, of healing for our sister, Valencia Elizabeth Allen, for our mother, Kara Dillard, our mother, Kathy Hudson, our friend and good friend and mother in Christ. Sister Connie Northern right now, our cousin Dorita Jones in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father, all that are needing the healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, move in a mighty way, oh God. This month, Father God, let there be no delays, Father God. And we just want to say thank you that you're removing the delay right now by our faith. We are healed by our faith. We are delivered by our faith. We are set free by our faith. There is no lack that all is well. And we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail and with the promises of God. And we stand on that in Jesus' name. We pray to God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. At this time, we'll have our tithes and offering, you all. If you're in position to give your tithes and offering, you can do that at cash App Pastor Chantel. Again, it's Cash App Pastor Chantel. That's capital PASTOR Chantel, SHANTELL, Pastor Chantel. Or you can do it on Facebook through Messenger Pay. They have Messenger Pay, and Messenger Pay is Tawani Kamani. Or you can give us a call at 346-719-3349, and we can give you an alternative way to pay your tithes and give an offering. At this time, let us pray over our tithes and offering. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes and give our offerings according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim, ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given to us as a tither. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask for God you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will open up and pour our blessings on us, that we will not have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer right now for our sake because of our obedience in you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruit of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we actually prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine, our cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching us and from coming near us and our family members, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now, Jesus' name, that our families and our finances, our fruits, and our grounds be blessed, oh God, with your seven blessings of the tither, as it is written in Malachi 3. Oh God, we ask you right now, we ask you to give, oh God, us the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tither, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now. Father God, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers. In Jesus Christ's holy name, to God be the glory. Amen. We thank you once again. God is moving in a mighty way. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Right now, we'll have the announcements. Normally, they're done by Sister Dillard, but I'll be doing those announcements today, if I can remember all the announcements. So you all, right now in the month of October, we're having intercessory prayer for the whole month from October the 1st to October 31st at 12 midnight and 12 noon, you all. And you can join us at the phone number is 732-434-2510. Ministers training class for October 24th from 12 to 2:30 p.m., you all. But we're going to back that up into November because we'll still be in intercessory prayer at this time. God is doing a new thing. This is the breakthrough month, so we thank God for that. Also, we have Sunday services here at 2 o'clock on the preacher and the pastor, 845-277-9213. Our Bible study is on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. here at this platform at 845-277-9213. Join us at 7 p.m. every Wednesday. Thursdays is the preacher and the pastor show at 8 p.m. still here at the same number, 845-277-9213. Mondays, we normally have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. where we fast and pray from 6 to 12, you all. But for this month, we're not having a 6 a.m. because we're in prayer at 12 midnight and 12 noon. So it will not pick back up until November. What else do we have? Also, we invite you all to come out on October the 17th as we have our ordination service, our healing and deliverance service, and award recognition. So if you all can come out, please give us a call. We want you to RSVP so we'll have a place for you as well. Make sure we have food for you as well. So that number is 346-719-3349. And discipleship training will start in November, in the month of November. We don't have an exact date. But anybody can be a part of those classes, whether minister or disciple training, you all. And you can reach me at 346-719-3349. And every third Sunday, we go out to feed the homeless. So those are in need, providing for those that are in need. So if you can participate, let us know, and we'd like for you to join us. And if you want to sow into that ministry to feed the homeless, please do so. At Pastor Chantel, just let us know on the info line. I think it has an info line, what it's for. And so, again, we thank God for you, and that's all the announcements I have that I can remember at this time. And so, again, we thank God for you. And Sister Dilla, we pray that you, God will bless you and strengthen you and heal you quickly so that you can be back giving your announcements. Amen, because we love to hear your voice. Amen. It's my beautiful mother, and I thank God for her. At this time, we're going to have our benediction for our own Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you all. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and we in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and a decent. We bless you to increase in your word in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we bless you all, and we just thank God for you. We bless your household, your family, all that you have and you love. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. You all be blessed. We love you. We love you. We love you so much here at the Gospel Public Ministry. We can't wait to hear from you all on next Sunday. God bless you. Tell a friend, welcome. Welcome them all to the church. Did I say that right? I mean, talking to you. God bless you all. Have a good one. Have a good one. God bless you. Take care.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him